Hope is encouraging, but hope doesn't change anything. It takes faith to change something. Faith gives reality, substance to the things we hope for.
It takes faith to overcome life's challenges. Instead of walking in victory, some are victimized by their own thoughts and emotions. Today, Gloria Copeland shares how to feed your faith and lead you into all God has for you. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We've talked some already about faith this week, and a lot of people, I mean, I have and others have. Faith is doing, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Walking on faith is just doing whatever the Word says that you can do or the Lord tells you to do. Whether you can see it in the natural or not, you just take the next step. So where healing's concerned, where natural things are concerned, where your family's concerned, their salvation's concerned, you don't quit until the answer comes, hallelujah, until the manifestation comes. We stay with it until it's finished. Till faith is finished, till the project's finished, till every symptom's gone. Amen. That's how we live, and that's how we do. Now Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the assurance, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Hope is encouraging, but hope doesn't change anything. It takes faith to change something. Faith gives reality, substance to the things we hope for. A lot of believers are in hope because you don't get faith unless you spend time in the Word of God. So you hear about healing, supernatural healing, and you pray about it and you get your hopes up, but you don't take in any word, and so your faith fails. And you don't let patience have its perfect work. Patience keeps faith from quitting, hallelujah. Can you see how it works? And that's just the way it is. Faith is now, if you haven't received when you pray, you don't have it. But if you believe you receive when you pray, as the Scripture says, you have it, you keep it. Faith helps you to keep it. Patience helps you to keep it until it's done. Well, what if it takes 6 months? Well, what if it takes 6 months? Where would you be 6 months from now if you hadn't used your faith? Dead or still sick? These things work. Now, you can get in the habit of living by faith and walking in the Word, and you can live a lifestyle of feeding on the Word of God all the time, and you don't have the ups and downs. You'll have problems, but you won't be fluctuating. The circumstances might fluctuate, but you won't be fluctuating. That's why we get in the Word and we stay there. You cannot walk by faith and not be a Word person. You cannot keep walking by faith and not put the Word of God in front of your eyes and your ears. It just doesn't work. If you want to live by faith, you have to live in the Word. Why is that? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So what do I mean by that, live in the Word? Well, you have to eat the Word like you eat food. What would happen to you if you didn't eat? Well, you'd get real skinny. You'd get weak. Your mind would stop working good because it doesn't have anything to feed on. Pretty soon you'd just die. That's physical death. Well, what happens when you don't feed on the Word of God? Well, your spirit is still there. It's still born again. It's still in the image of God, but it's not getting any spirit food. Your spirit has to be fed. If we fed our spirits as faithfully as we feed our bodies, we would be giants. of faith. Hallelujah. Now we can do that. You eat three times a day probably. At least once a day eat spiritual. Aren't we taught that the Bible's spiritual food? It's food for our spirit. And when you get in the Word of God, faith comes. So what should you do? You should make room for God's Word every day. Every day. Every day. Don't try to go to work, do your deal, whatever it is. Even if I'm on vacation? Absolutely. You have to come to grips with this. You need faith. You need faith all the time. This is a crazy, mixed up world. Crazy people are out there in the world. Some of them are in authority. But you and I, we want to stay free. We want to stay blessed. Whatever happens out here in the natural realm, you and I, we can live heavenly. We can be living in our body right here in the earth. All kind of things, depression, recession, trash going on all around us. But we can live in days of heaven on the earth. If we'll do it right. But we can't do it without faith. And we can't have faith without the Word. And you can't go days and days and days and not eat spiritual and have a strong spirit. There's nothing wrong with your spirit. It's just got to be fed. If you're born again. If you're not born again, then the first thing you have to do is make Jesus the Lord of your life and get born over again. Because you're never going to be able to do anything with the old man. He's a hopeless case. He has to be reborn. You can't redo him. You can't remodel him. He's always going to be a mess until you knock him off and make Jesus the Lord of your life. Get a brand new spirit. No sin, no death. I'm going to live forever. My body's not going to live forever, but I'm not a body. I just live in this body. This is my earth suit. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Now, I'm a spirit, and it's vital that I feed my spirit. If I don't feed my spirit, my body will try to take over. If I don't feed my spirit, my soul, my mind, my emotions will try to take over. So what do I do? Well, the Bible calls it renewing your mind. You don't just do that once. You don't just do that. Okay, I read the Bible and now my mind's renewed. No, to keep your mind renewed, you have to get in the Word every day. That's the key. Now, if you don't spend time in it, you won't know what's in there. Or it won't be fresh in your heart. That's why a daily dose of the Word of God is, to me and to my life, it's vital. I mean, I don't want to be lazy. I know the Word of God. I know things about the Word of God. I've studied it for a lot of years. But if I don't keep it in front of my eyes and in my ears afresh, you let things slip. And you know, you've got these voices all around you. For instance, that television set in your house, it's always screaming trash to you. The news is trash. I mean, everything. It's just people are crazy. They think sin is the way to live and all the junk that's in the world, the glamour, the everything that's what the Bible says you shouldn't be doing right now. That's what the world likes. The voices of the world come at you with those things. You've got to be settled. You've got to be steadfast. Amen. In God's Word to succeed in a victorious spiritual life. But we can do it if we'll give God time. And if we'll be quick to obey. It's not just reading the Word. It's actually doing what it says. And it's such a privilege and an honor, really, to us when we let the Word of God correct us. We should be quick to repent, quick to change. None of us are where we ought to be. We should keep growing. Next time you come to this Believers' Convention, you come next year, you ought to be much stronger than you are this year. You ought to be more of a fanatic than you've ever been before. Hallelujah. Why? Because we grow. I mean, we study. We get the Word in our eyes. We find out what faith does. We get familiar with it. We learn to recognize unbelief and kick it out. And we get victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You get born again by making Jesus the Lord of your life. Then you get into the Word and you let it renew and change your thinking. To think like God thinks instead of like the world thinks. The world is not headed in the right direction. But we get born again, we get filled with the Spirit. God's Spirit comes into us. And He teaches us the Word of God. And He talks to us. And He reveals things to us. And He warns us about certain things. And so if you get in that gear and you get in that lifestyle of listening and doing and spending time with the Lord where you hear Him talking to you, and maybe when you start to do something, you get this, we call it an inward witness that says, don't do that, or don't go there today, or, you know, in the tragedies, the national tragedies that have happened that have been like what happened in New York City and places, there were people that heard, don't go there. Don't go downtown today. There were people that heard, for instance, one man that I remember hearing about and his daughter, he was taking his daughter to school. And I've been led this way myself sometimes. He was taking his daughter to school and she wanted this certain thing for her lunch. And so being the sweet father that he was, he took her out of the way to go get lunch. And they missed 9/11 because of that. They were late and they missed 9/11. You know, God can lead you by your belly. I know that for a fact. I'll tell you this one thing and then I'm quitting. And I've told it before, but it's a great story. Ken and I were in Hawaii one year. We were leaving that morning. We had a plane to catch. And so we got up. I got up early and I was going to pack everything, and I was going to pack the kids' stuff, and actually I was ready to go home. But, you know, I had this thing come on me. I got so hungry for a macadamia nut waffle. I got up early. I got so hungry. You know, God can lead you in funny ways. Just like that girl, that father and that daughter going out of the way to get her something she wanted for lunch. And they missed that tragedy. So I thought, okay, I got up early. I got everything packed. I got the kids ready, almost ready. And I just had to have that macadamia and that waffle. So I said, I'll go down and get a table. So I went down to get a table, and there was a line. I got in line to go out on the patio. And just as it was my turn, a guy stepped up in front of me and got my table. Got my place. So see, I had a chance to get mad. And I probably didn't appreciate it too much, but I didn't at least do anything ugly. And so then the lady came and she said, we've got a table back in the back. Well, it was so far back in the back, you could have been sitting in Fort Worth. There was no beach. There was no beautiful sky. So she took me way back here. And then we went this way, so we couldn't see anything back there. Well, that was kind of aggravating. So the kids are still now. I'm still waiting on them. And I sat down at this table, and then I got up, and I moved over to this side, and I sat down. Didn't matter. There wasn't a view anywhere. And there was a woman sitting right here. And I sat down here, and this woman, she just got so excited. And she said, I asked the Lord to let me sit by you this morning. Now, that could be good news or it could be bad news. It could take all morning or it could be, you know. So she said, it's a miracle. I asked the Lord for you sit. And I sat over here, and then I got up and moved over here, and she was sitting right here. I couldn't have gotten any closer to her. But this morning it was good news. And she said, the Lord told me to give you this ring. It was a beautiful ring. It was a diamond and emerald ring, and it went around and around, you know, in a circle. It was a one-of-a-kind ring from Neiman Marcus. She sent me the papers on it later. Well, I was so blessed. She said, the Lord told me to give it to you, and I'm sowing it into you. So I received it. I blessed her. I prayed. And then, you know, we all did make it. We all got to the airport on time. I got in the airplane, and I just put that little ring on, and it was just going around. The little diamonds were just going around the circle. And the Lord said, That's the way the hundredfold return works. It just goes and it goes and it goes. Every time you move, that little ring would move. Our hundredfold return is working all the time. Well, that ring was part of my hundredfold return. I didn't know I was walking after the direction of the Lord. I thought I had to have a macadamia nut waffle. But I got a ring and a macadamia nut waffle. Glory to God. So the Lord directs us and He gets us to what He has for us in a lot of different ways. But we want to learn to flow with Him.
Success. Thrive. Grow. Increase. To prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
I'm Bob Casey. This is my wife, Betty Casey. We're from San Antonio, Texas. Been attending the Southwest Believers Convention about 20 years. And just a privilege to give a testimony today about what the Lord has done in our lives.
Well, how did you all become introduced to Kenneth Copeland Ministries?
I was in the Air Force, and we were moving around different places. And we were able to hear Kenneth Copeland speak at a lot of these different ministries. And we've just been following him all that time. And we immediately found an opportunity to start applying what we were learning through the Hagen and Copeland's ministries. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And
in 1974, I went to the doctor, and I was having just severe pains, and I went to the doctor, and he examined me, and he told me, you know, he really felt that I had breast cancer, and he wanted to do a mastectomy just immediately. He wanted to schedule surgery right then, and I started crying, and I said, no, I'm going to go home and pray about this first. And so I went home and told Bob, and so he took me, he said, well, we're going to the church to pray. After they prayed for me at the church, I didn't feel any different. But I walked out of there and I said, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. From that time on, every time I had any kind of pain, that I would rebuke it in the name of Jesus and take authority over it. And I would say, pain, you have no right to be in my body. And that was my comment every time I hurt. And that pain began to subside. And I was having hard stabbing pains at times. And they began to subside until finally all the pain was gone. And so after the Lord told me that, I said, Lord, I ask you to manifest this miracle before I have to go back to the doctor, because I don't want to argue with the doctor, but there's no way I'm having this surgery.
And for the next 7 days, we were in intense spiritual battle for her. And then I was reassigned to another, to my next duty station, and she was following on behind me, but she had to go back to the doctor herself. And when the doctor looked at that, he said, well, I see you're here to reschedule your appointment. And she said, no. She said, I think it's gone away. And he scoffed. He said, no, these things don't just come and go. He said, of course it's still there. And she insisted that she be reexamined. Second doctor examined her, couldn't find anything. And finally, he, with an exasperation, he said, well, he said, I guess you're right. I guess you just prayed it away.
I did not just pray once and say, I believe, I receive in Jesus' name, and let it go. It was a battle that I fought with the words of my mouth. The words we speak are so important. You don't ever want to say, well, I guess I must have not gotten it because I don't feel anything. No. That it is there. You just have to call it forth. And that was what I did. I was determined. And, you know, I got my miracle. And then 20 years later, we got our miracle for our daughter.
20 years later, we had another opportunity to stand on the same messages that we had been building over a lifetime, and with our faith, to stand for our daughter who was in an automobile accident. And they thought she would die at the scene of the accident, and they air evacuated her to the hospital, and the doctors told her she'd never get out of the emergency room, and she did. And Lord gave us a message in that time.
He said that she would recover. And then while she was in, she finally got transferred to rehab, which was a miracle. You know, nobody thought she would even live through the hospital stay. And they put her in rehab. They told her she would probably never walk again. They took her over there in a wheelchair, and her right ankle was literally screwed onto her foot. And it didn't look like she would ever walk again, but I couldn't accept that. And one night I got up in the middle of the night and I said, Lord, you can do anything. You healed me in 1974, and I believe you have another miracle, and I'm standing on your word that my daughter will be restored. She will not be a vegetable. This was at 2:00 in the morning. I was sitting on the couch all by myself, and he said, she'll walk out of there in 90 days. I marked it on my calendar from the night I was praying, and she did.
Bob and Betty Casey witnessed their daughter's miracle as Karen recovered completely from this accident. She is now married and working as a paralegal. Their son serves as a pastor of a growing church in Texas, and their oldest granddaughter is a faithful member of the Super Kids ministry team. The Caseys have prospered both financially and spiritually, and they rejoice in the knowledge that their children and grandchildren are serving the Lord. These lifelong partners of KCM have built a firm foundation and established their family on a legacy of faith.
Well, we're blessed in coming in and the going out, just all areas of our life. We have challenges constantly, but it's the faith message that you can stand on, and you know that God is faithful. And so that's what we believe.
We have lived what we're talking about, and we feel like it's allowed us to live in victory.
This family went through some intense spiritual battles, but all the way through it, did you notice what they did? They spoke the word of God all the way through, and against all odds, they came through on the victory side. Praise God. That's what happens when you get the Word of God in your heart and coming up out of your mouth. Healed of cancer, restored physically after a car accident. God is so faithful. Praise God. Now, in today's message, you heard Gloria talk to us about the need that we have for the Word of God. We need to walk by faith. And that, what does that mean? That means take one step of faith and then take another step of faith. You walk one step at a time. And faith comes when you hear the Word of God, when you hear about how good God is to you through Jesus, and your heart is built up, your life is built up in faith. And faith changes things. Trust in God changes things. And it comes from feeding on God's Word all the time. And I'm in agreement with you today. This entire ministry is in agreement with you, our partners and our viewers. We're in agreement with you today where the healing of your body is concerned, where the prosperity of your finances and your family and your health, all of that. We're in agreement with you on that today. And I want to let you know about the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. Now, I know this is an area that a lot of people have challenges with, and that's why the Spirit of God has directed us to develop products like these for you to get a hold of. If you're facing financial challenge in some area or another, look to God's Word for the answer. You've already seen the stock market doesn't have the answer. The bank accounts and the banks, they don't have your answer. The Word of God has the answer. Get a hold of yours, get it in your life, and get built up by it today. Now listen, prayer is the foundation for this ministry. We pray for our partners. We pray how to operate in this ministry. We pray for you in the body of Christ. Now, if you need prayer for anything, for wisdom, for finances, for children, for health, whatever it is, call us and let us come into agreement with you based on the authority of the Word of God. Jesus said if we would come into agreement, we would have anything we asked of. Praise God. And our prayer ministers, they're trained and they're anointed to stand with you in faith, to stand in agreement with you, trusting in the Lord, trusting in His Word. In our Fort Worth office, you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Use our toll-free number. We have prayer ministers in our international offices all over the world. And wherever you live in the world, you can check and find out their hours of operation, their want to come into agreement with you. Praise God. Thanks so much for being a part of this broadcast. We will see you again tomorrow. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
No, it's not God not doing, it's us not receiving what He's already done.